Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Recovering from a relationship with a narcissist is a challenging journey that can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Individuals who've experienced narcissistic trauma often face various emotional and psychological struggles as they navigate the path to healing. Depression, in particular, is a common consequence and even part of the recovery process of being in a relationship with a narcissist. In today's episode, we will explore five key reasons why you may feel depressed after being in a relationship with a narcissist in more detail while on the road to recovery. We also have an episode and popular article on our website called The Seven Stages of Grief and Loss. Be sure to check it out as well. Let's get to it. The first is emotional exhaustion and cognitive dissonance. One of the primary reasons why you may experience depression after narcissistic trauma is the emotional exhaustion caused by the constant manipulation and gaslighting endured during the relationship. Narcissists are skilled at undermining their victims' self-worth, distorting their perception of reality, and invalidating their emotions. The prolonged exposure to psychological manipulation can leave survivors feeling drained, confused, and doubting their own thoughts and feelings. Two, the cognitive dissonance you may face, where you have two conflicting beliefs simultaneously, can lead to a time of depression and even a sense of helplessness for a time. If this is you right now, please know this may be a stage. It is typically not permanent and is part of the healing journey. It's okay to feel depressed for a time. Continue to work through it, knowing it's part of the process. When I first went through my wake-up moment, I remember feeling so confused for a long time. The world was completely different to me. I went through a time of depression and isolation, pulling away from the familiar to allow time to heal and move forward. We'll talk more about this. The emotional exhaustion experienced by survivors of narcissistic trauma is just like running a marathon without a break. You've been on mental overload for a long time. The whole process can deplete your mental and emotional resources, leaving you feeling tired, wiped out, and emotionally drained. This constant state of emotions can contribute to the depression. As you struggle through it to find your new normal in a world that was twisted and upside down, it will take some time to regain your emotional balance. Second, loss of identity and self-esteem. Narcissistic trauma often involves the systemic erosion of your self-esteem and identity. Narcissists seek to exert control by diminishing their victim's self-worth, independence, and agency. Survivors may find themselves questioning their abilities, talents, and even who they are and what they stand for. The aftermath of this trauma can leave you feeling empty, even lost, for a period of time and void of life's purpose. This profound loss of identity and self-esteem can contribute to feelings of hopelessness and despair, leading to depression. The narcissist's relentless devaluation and invalidation can erode a survivor's self-confidence, leaving them with a diminished sense of self-worth. Survivors may struggle to trust their own judgment and may feel a constant sense of not being good enough. This internalization of these negative beliefs can lay the ground for depression in thoughts and feelings, making it challenging for survivors to regain a positive self-image. Again, think about who you were before the narcissist. What were you like? What was your confidence like? Next, isolation and trust issues. Another significant factor that can contribute to depression after narcissistic trauma is the social isolation often experienced during the relationship. Now, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer in this episode. I want to talk about these issues of the heart that you may be facing as you recover. When things become off balance in our lives, sometimes we need to hear from someone else that it's normal. It's part of the process and to keep moving forward. That is what this episode is all about, my friends. Let's continue to talk about this isolation. Narcissists isolate their victims by alienating them from friends, family, and support networks. This isolation makes it even more challenging for the survivor to reach out for help. Survivors of narcissistic trauma often struggle with trust issues, finding it difficult to form new relationships or open up to others due to the fear of being hurt or manipulated again. The combination of isolation and trust issues can intensify feelings of loneliness and exacerbate symptoms of depression. Survivors of narcissistic trauma may feel trapped in a cycle of isolation. You may have been cut off from your support system during the relationship, leaving you without a safety net when the relationship ends. This lack of emotional support and understanding when you need it the most can deepen your sense of depression, making it harder to overcome and move forward. Two, the lingering trust issues resulting from this terrible relationship can make it challenging for survivors to forge new connections and seek the support they need, further creating feelings of isolation. We also have an article talking about the differences between PTSD and complex PTSD on our website, and how complex PTSD is tied to narcissistic trauma. A video and podcast will be coming soon on it, but in the meantime, do a search on our website to locate it, and or we'll link it below. This leads us to our next point, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, CPTSD. Narcissistic trauma can result in complex PTSD, which is a more severe form of traditional PTSD. Complex PTSD has a range of symptoms including depression, anxiety, flashbacks, emotional dysregulation, and difficulties with self-esteem and trust. Survivors of narcissistic relationships often experience a constant state of hypervigilance and may struggle to establish a sense of safety and stability. We also have a video on hypervigilance. The cumulative effect of enduring chronic trauma can significantly impact your mental health, leading to the development of depression as a coping mechanism. Complex PTSD is a complex condition and can stem from prolonged exposure to narcissistic trauma. The constant fear and stress experienced during the relationship can reshape your brain and nervous system, making them more susceptible to depression. The symptoms of complex PTSD, such as emotional flashbacks, intrusive thoughts, and intense anxiety, can increase the symptoms, making it even more challenging for you to recover and find emotional stability, which is why you may need emotional support as you recover for a time. We have resources available on our website. Lastly, the grieving process. Recovering from a relationship with a narcissist can be very similar to going through a grieving process. You may not realize it's grief you're dealing with, but the pattern is very similar. Note, keep in mind, everyone's recovery is different. Some may go through a grieving process, while someone else may not. It's an individual journey. The grief is a time for a reality check. It's time to get in touch with the trauma bond, the cognitive dissonance, the lies, the gaslighting, and wade through it, obtaining clarity through the murky waters. It's a process that will not happen overnight. The grief experienced during this process is multifaceted and can include feelings of sadness, anger, guilt, regret, and more. It can easily be overwhelming. When it gets to be too much, take a step back for a time until you are ready to move forward again. During the grief, you may mourn the loss of the relationship you believed you had, the dreams and plans you shared, and the person you thought your partner was. This can also occur if you were the family scapegoat and went no contact and grieved the family you thought you knew. you may grapple with the grief of lost time, lost opportunities, and the impact that trauma has had on your overall well-being. Depression is part of the recovery process. When you lose a relationship, pulling away and creating your own identity is a process. And that is what is occurring in the background. You are re-establishing yourself. You are finding what is important to you again. It's a time of reflection, personal growth, a journey that will probably change you as you build your new self and take care of yourself. We are here to support you on your journey. Please remember to give this episode a big like, drop a comment or question, subscribe to our channel, ring the bell to be notified of future episodes, and check out this video right here. Thank you for watching, and we will see you in our next video. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.